Hey, Munchkin. Daddy's got a good book here for you. It's called Giraffes Can't Dance. Are you ready? Let's begin. Giraffes Can't Dance. Gerald was a tall giraffe, whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully crooked, and his legs were rather thin. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots off trees, but when he tried to run around, he bucked at the knees. Now every year in Africa, they hold a jungle dance, where every single animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year, when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt so sad, because when it came to dancing, he was really very bad. The warthog started waltzing, and the rhinos rock and rolled. The lions danced the tango that was elegant and bold. The chimps all did a cha-cha with a very Latin feel, and eight baboons then teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked toward the floor, but the lions saw him coming, and they soon began to roar. "Hey, look, it's clumsy Gerald," the animals all sneered. "Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool. Oh, Gerald, you're so weird." Gerald simply froze up. He was rooted in the spot. "They're right," he thought. "I'm useless, but I feel like such a clot." So he crept off the dance floor and he started walking home. He never felt so sad before, so sad and so alone. Then he found a little clearing and he looked up in the sky. "The moon can be so beautiful," he whispered with a sigh. "Excuse me," coughed a cricket who'd seen Gerald earlier on, "but sometimes when you're different, you just need a different song. Listen to the swaying grass and listen to the trees. To me, the sweetest music is those branches in the breeze. So imagine that the lovely moon is playing just for you. Everything makes music if you really want it to." With that, the cricket smiled and picked up his violin. Then Gerald felt his body do the most amazing thing. His hooves had started shuffling, making circles in the ground. His neck was gently swaying, and his tail was swishing round. He threw his arms out sideways, and he swung them everywhere. Then he did a backward somersault and leapt up in the air. Gerald felt so wonderful, his mouth was open wide. "I'm dancing, yes, I'm dancing, I'm dancing," Gerald cried. Then one by one, each animal who'd been there at the dance arrived while Gerald boogied on and watched him, quiet, entranced. They shouted, "It's a miracle. We must be in a dream. Gerald's the best dancer that we've ever, ever seen. How did you learn to dance like that? Please, Gerald, tell us how." But Gerald simply twirled round and finished with a bow. Then he raised his head and looked up at the moon and stars above. "We all can dance," he said, "when we find music that we love." The end, baby. I love you very, very much. I hope you like this book. Can't wait to come home and we can dance too. Bye, baby.